We come to lift up that holy and righteous name. Hallelujah. Lord, we feel your presence already in this place, God. We come to glorify you and magnify you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy today, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow, great to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. The wind is blowing today. It's pretty powerful out there. Amen. I pray that that Holy Ghost blows like that in the house of God today. Amen. I believe it can happen. Amen. The presence of the Lord can just sweep into this place. Amen. Just like a rushing mighty wind like it did on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We're going to continue today on God's call to new levels of leadership. We was talking about this, I believe it was two Sundays ago. Amen. And I'm thankful that what a great time we have to become a leader to lead others to Jesus Christ and a greater, magnificent walk with them. We talked about how the Lord decided when the Lord decides when to advance us. Amen. We sometimes, we hear from God. God speaks to us, and we think, man, I need to do that right now. God has spoken to many of us, and the fulfillment of what God speaks comes several years later. Amen? He'll call us, and then he'll prepare us for a work in his kingdom. Then the Lord will place us where he needs us. Amen. So when God speaks to you, just be willing to get on board for the journey. Amen. Because it will be a journey. He's going to take you through some things till he's ready. He knows that you're ready to be mightily used of God. Amen. He will lead you and guide you to where you need to be if you will be obedient to hearing the voice of God. So I believe we left off somewhere around this area, characteristics that made Joshua great. Amen. Joshua was a great man of God, but there were some characteristics in his life that God saw and God made aware to others in his life, to leaders in his life. Hey, pay attention. This man he is faithful. Amen. Faithful. When God sees you as faithful, he takes notice. He says, okay, right there, that person right there. They aren't worried. They're not looking for prestige. They're not looking for pomp and circumstance. They're here to serve me. And they are here faithfully. Faithfully in the house of God. Nothing else gets in their way. When it comes time to being in the presence of the Lord, their time is set aside for being faithful to God. Faithfulness is so important. They may be no more important character traits in God's economy than a person's faithfulness. God can use someone that's faithful. We talked about that. Joshua was faithful to his God. Are you faithful to God? Amen? Is the things of God important to you? Somebody said one time, they said, show me your checkbook and I can show you what is meaningful to you. I can take a look through your finance and say, this is what really means something to you. Because it's what you spend all your money on. It's what you spend time doing. Amen. It is a picture of our lives. What we spend time doing Amen. You need to spend time with Jesus. He didn't call you just to save you and then that's it. Amen. I need saved every day. I need to repent of my sins every day. I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost every day. I need to call upon the name that was applied to me in baptism every day. That blood, that fresh blood from when I was buried in Jesus' name, floods my soul again and continually washes me from my sins. Helps me to become faithful. Amen? Because I'm trusting in Him. I'm walking with God and I'm leaning on His everlasting arms. Amen? You need to lean on God. Amen? Don't try to do this on your own. We become tired and desperate when we lean on our own understandings. When we try to do things our own way, we become weary. We become discouraged. But if we will just trust and walk with God, try to put things in our lives that is being taught by men of God, put those to practice in our life, making a relationship with the Lord. Numbers 32:11 through 12, it says, because they have not followed me wholeheartedly, not one of the men 20 years old or more came out of Egypt, will see the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not one except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and the Canaanite, and Joshua, son of Nun. For they followed the Lord wholeheartedly. In other words, when God spoke to the children of Israel, we want you to go into the land and spy it out and look out the land that I have given you. Key words right there. The land that I have given you. God has given us some things, some promises from the Word of God. It's up to us to wholeheartedly go after them. Many of us fall into a casualness with God. If it's comfortable, I'll do it. If it's easy, I'll be there. But if it's going to cost me something, God, then I'm going to look for another way. Joshua and Caleb heard the voice of God. They said, we can. That's what God has given us. Yeah, they're giants. There's some scary things there. But if God has given us to us, let's do it. It's that simple. Let's just go. I mean, look what we carried back. Grapes, huge. We had two men had to carry them. The promises of God are great, but we must possess them. Brother Pritt? Right. Absolutely. Just try not paying your tithe. God will get His money somehow. Your car will break down. The house will break. You know, you'll lose a job. You know, just, it comes out somehow. They do. But God is faithful when we are faithful. And He helps us through those times when, you know, speaking of that, just the other Wednesday, we had that snowstorm. I'm driving to work, you know, and my truck just stalls. I coast over, get off the highway, call my wife, come and get me. I'll run you to work. It's So I get her, take her back to work, get her there in the nick of time, headed back to work, and my wipers quit on the nice new car we have. All things in the middle of a snowstorm. Your wipers just boom. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. It happens to us all. But the blessings of God will always see us through. Amen. I didn't get discouraged. It was frustrating, but it didn't knock me off my feet and say, oh, I can't live for God because my cars have quit running. Cars do that. Especially older ones. Amen. They have issues. They have problems. Stuff happens. Like I said, life comes at us fast at times. But God will be with you if you're faithful, Brother Brian. Right. Absolutely. The world, we can look out there in the world and say, God, look at these people. They're not living right, but look what they have. Look at all the stuff they have. They're blessed. They got huge houses. They've got wonderful cars. They've got all these things. But yet they're broken. There's no peace. They're lost when their loved one, their child, or someone is dies. They have no hope. They seek their own lives, taking their own lives because of despair. But when you're righteous, God, you may go to something, a problem, a situation, but God has a plan already. He's working it out. And a lot of times he's using that situation to take you down a road to meet someone else. Amen? To be a light to someone else so that they can see that he is doing something in your life. He's taking care of you. Amen? He's meeting the need. He is blessing you. Why else would we need God if we didn't have needs in our life? We need God. Amen? We need his presence in our life. Amen? God wants to help you. He wants to fight for you. And he will fight for you. We must be faithful. That's no way, ifs, ands, or buts about it. I need to be faithful. Amen? He will see your faithfulness. Don't ever think that your faithfulness is not going unnoticed by God. You may be down in the children's, teaching a class and thinking, man, nobody even knows I'm here. God does. God sees your faithfulness. God sees the seed that you're planting in little children and young people that is forever changing their lives. Amen. Nothing we do for the kingdom of God goes unnoticed. He's always up there. He's got angels just writing this stuff down. As a youth leader, we took Angie, Sister Angie, to Youth Congress years ago. Had great time going to Youth Congress, taking the young people and blessing. Now, Sister Angie and her husband are pastoring a church in Norwalk, Ohio. The blessings are still coming. The anointing that is there, it's still impacting our lives. Amen. What a powerful thing when you go to these things and you see others that, you were there and was able to bless them and help them receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the very first time. Amen. And you was able to be there and impact their lives because you were being faithful. You were following what God had called you to do. You were walking in it and doing what God called you to. And God reaches people when we're faithful. Definitely beneficial. Right. Amen. Yep. My reward. I do get rewards here, but my rewards in heaven are going to be magnificent. Amen. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that God has prepared for his people. Amen. God's going to blow our minds. If we're faithful. Key word, faithfulness. We must be trustworthy. To be trusted, a person must prove himself or herself worthy of trust. That means I'm not going to lie when it fits my situation. You can trust me in the darkest time. Amen. That's the attitude that we need to have. I remember one time struggling through the work world. The boss sent me to this job and to pick up some things that they had left there. They was cleaning up the job. And he says, there's a ladder there and some other things. And so I went there and he told me where it was. And I grabbed the stuff and loaded it up, took it. You know, next thing you know, he gets a phone call. Hey, your guy stole my ladder. He laughed. He started laughing. He says, that guy would not steal a nickel if it was laying on the ground right there. He said he might have picked it up on accident, but he didn't steal it. He just was doing what I told him to do. But I believe that I'm not going to tell a little white lie or... because that's a lie. Amen. Just to get myself out of a pickle. Amen. I'm going to tell the truth. And the truth has set me free. Amen. It's important to God. It's important to your workplace. It's important anything you do. Do what's right. God is watching you. Amen. God's watching to see, will you be trustworthy? Can I trust you with whatever you're doing, whatever you're involved with? Amen. He notices. 1 Corinthians 4, 1 through 2, it says, so then men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Amen. We have to be proven faithful. And that's being, okay, I told you I'm going to be here. You can trust me. I will be there. If I'm not, something comes up, I will call you ahead of time. Amen. And tell you I'm not going to be there. That's part of being trustworthy. And God recognizes that. And so does your pastor. Trust is not granted, it is earned over time. Trust but verify. There have been people I have trusted that have taken complete advantage of me. Amen. We helped a man one time, and that man took us for just about everything. because we trusted him. Amen. And we've learned not to be so trustful. We've learned to step back and trust, but make sure you verify some things. Amen. And now people come, "Don't you trust me?" Well, over time I will. We're going to see if you're faithful. We're going to see if you can be trusted. Here are some things you need to do. Do this, and we'll move on. But you must show yourself faithful, trustworthy. A believer earns trust when he or she has the opportunity to violate it, but refuses to do so. That's pretty important. I could get away with this. Nobody knows. Nobody sees what I'm doing. I could do this, but I know it's not the right thing to do, so I'm going to do what I know I should do. God, you may think nobody notices, but God sees. Amen. He is there. He sees what we're doing. So, be trustworthy. After evaluating the land of Canaan with 12 spies, Joshua did not allow the negative reports of the 10 to overpower his view of the situation. He heard the voice of God. He heard what God had said. Go to the land that I've already given you. Faithful man of God, good enough for me. You giving it to us? We're going to start walking. Let's go. And everybody else is saying, "Wait a minute. Didn't you see all the giants and all the things that could overtake us here and all these problems that we could run up against?" And, you know, they heard all these discouraging things that were being told them. But something within Joshua and Caleb was ready to go take the land. They were ready to go into the promises of God. God has, I said, a plan for you. He's got a place he's wanting you to take. Amen. He's got a promised land for you and me. But we must possess it. We must take the land. He has given us those things. And there are some obstacles there. But understand, I've given it to you. Amen. So that means I'm going to be with you. God is going to be with you even in the scariest moment. Even in the most, you may not see what's ahead of you. You just know doesn't look good. But I know God said to go here. I know God said it's ours. Possess it. And they wanted so desperately to go there, but was not able to because of the unbelief of the others. We must be responsible. The Lord saw Joshua's possessed a sense of responsibility. He could be counted on. Therefore, he singled him out from among several million others. God's looking today. He's needing someone that can be responsible. Deuteronomy 3:28 says, "Commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead this people across and will cause them to inherit the land that you will see." He picked Joshua because of his faithfulness, his responsibility, all of these things. He knew he could trust him to lead the children of Israel to where God had given them. if believers desire to be leaders, God would choose, they must accept the burden of responsibility. It can be a burden. We should bear our own responsibility to pray. Amen. I need that more in my life. A responsibility to pray. To get on my face and in the morning and seek God for my day. We must pray. We must lead ourselves. We should not expect God to make us soul winners, or we ourselves are responsible to become witnesses. We are witnesses, the Bible says. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses. Amen. He didn't save you to just exist. He did something for you. He took you out of sin. He didn't save you to continue where you were. He brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Share that with somebody. There's somebody that you're near that needs to hear that they have been, you have been brought out of the same place that they may be in. I must be about telling others. We should not accept God to fulfill our minds with knowledge of the Word without studying the Word of God. Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Amen. Know what you believe. Don't ever say, that's what my church teaches. No, you need to find out why you believe that. You need to find out in the Word. Does that say that in the Word? Then that's why you need to believe it. Not because a church that you belong to preaches the Word and tries to follow it and tries to walk with it. Know it for yourself. I do this because I have a relationship with God. And he talks to me through his Word. And I receive with gladness the Word. That's where the problem lies. We hear the Word. We see the Word. But we don't receive it with gladness. Because our flesh is carnal. And we're not trying to draw close to God. We want what we want. We want the pleasures. And that's it. But God wants us to sacrifice some things. Amen. Lay some things aside. You must do that. He's asking you, lay aside every weight and sin that doth so easily beset you, and run with patience the race. God is calling us to run for him. Get close to God. Don't be satisfied with sitting on the sidelines and just getting enough. Just getting a little bit more. God has great things in store for you. Just dive in. Dive in to the things of God and see where God can take you. See how God can use you greatly for his kingdom. God has a purpose for our lives. He has a plan for you. It's up to me to work that plan out and find out where it is and what it is, God. And how I do that, how I did it, I made myself available. I learned how to be responsible. I learned how to be trustworthy. I learned how to be faithful. And I put myself out there to try this, to try that. We'll go this route. If God shuts the doors here, then we'll try this route. But I wanted to see. I didn't know. I didn't have a big picture drawn out what God had in plan for me. All I know is I wanted to be used by him. I felt his calling on my life. I felt God drawing me to do greater things for him. So I availed myself. Can I teach Sunday school? Can I stand at the door and greet? Can I just be used of God? Can I sweep? Can I clean the toilets? Can I work on the work day? I was there. My dad taught us that growing up. When the doors of the church were open, didn't matter what was going on, our family was there. We made a way to get there to help, to be a blessing to the church, to be a blessing and help do whatever needed done. Just get involved. Do it with the best ability you have. Amen. And we will see the progress of God go forward. Thank God for a dad that taught us how to be faithful. One thing that his pastor has said when he did my dad's funeral was, I could trust that man when I couldn't trust anybody else. He was there. He may not have been the wisest, most smartest man, but he was there. He was there. He helped him through the hard times. He helped him through many things. God uses faithfulness. Just be there. Just do what you say you're going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We are responsible for discovering God's purpose. We should actively seek God's specific purpose in our lives. Ask the Lord. Talk to God. God, what is it that you want me to do? God will lead you. He will talk to you. He will open up the scriptures to you. Men of God will come into this pulpit and never even met you in their lives and speak a word to you that you're looking for, that will open the door to where God is wanting you to go. Amen. But you first have to start it in your own life, in these things that we've talked about today. We are responsible for fulfilling God's purpose. Amen. Once your eyes are open to the purpose of God in your life, you can't say, oh, well, I know what God's called me to do, and that's great now. Whew. No, you must fulfill it. Walk in it. Go there. Do it. Once we have discovered our purpose, the goal becomes fulfilling it, doing what God has called you to. Paul stands out as an example of one who received instruction from the Lord through Ananias, and he immediately set out to fulfill God's will. Acts 22:14-15, it says, and Ananias said, the God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteousness, the righteous one, and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. He immediately began to preach Jesus and him crucified. Amen. Once the will of God is in our, we see the purpose. We see God's purpose for our lives. Now it's time to walk in it. Obey. Do it. Each member of the body of Christ must strive to accomplish all God has ordained for you. Believers are never more contented than when they know they are fulfilling the will of God. When you're walking in the will of God, you are a happy camper. Sister Shannon? And what drawed me to Sister Shannon was she was faithful, she was trustworthy, she was responsible. Those things I seen, hey, I believe that God can empower you and give you the ability that you need to do what you're, what I'm asking of you to do. He's going to give you those gifts. You know, we can learn things as we go. But just understand and know that God has even more for you now than what you think you're capable of doing. Amen. We just got to step out and say, okay, I'm willing. And God leads us into places that you never dreamed you would be. I am here never dreaming that I would be pastoring a church. I never dreamed that. I was being faithful to God. I was trust. God had to drag me away from where I was because I was faithful there. This is my heart. This was my life. This was everything. I sold out to God and His work. But God says, I want you here. And you're capable of doing it. He's had to send men along the way, even still today, to say, this is what I've called you to do, and you're capable of doing that. Men have sat and told me those things. Men that I never knew met them, and they says, God sent me here to tell you, you are capable of pastoring. I've called you there, and you're capable of it. Amen. And I believe that. I'm just walking in it. He's teaching me. He's helping me grow. Amen. I'm not where I totally need to be, but I'm striving. Amen. And God's blessing. He's doing great things among us. Amen. Just be faithful. Just walk with God. God will, He will empower you. And He wants to bless you. Just say, I'm willing. Let's take some time and refresh yourself. There's coffee and stuff downstairs. Take a few moments and let's come back and just be ready to receive from the Lord today.